The U.S. Report.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Nuclear talks on again with North Korea, Harley.
Well, they're going to try keeping it going, you know. The president says that by Friday this week, our time, they will be back in a working session, and then on the weekend they expect to actually have some negotiations. They always put the staff to work first, but they're going to have the preliminary contact on Friday. They'll hold working-level talks on Saturday. And this can only be a good thing. I mean, hopefully they'll be able to move closer to demilitarizing or denuclearizing and getting rid of the, you know, of course, North Korea wants us to stop the sanctions because,
This is where Trump is good. He talks to them all, and nothing can be wrong with talking. You'll solve some problems. Now he's got a new Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff ranks just under the president in the military chain of command. The U.S. Army General Mark Milley has been sworn in. He's the new number two military leader. The president was there, spoke in the rain at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall in Virginia. The president told the former Army chief, he said, "You're my friend, you're my advisor, you deserve the position. I never had a doubt." And the general said, "I'll give the president candid, impartial military advice." Can't ask for more than that from the guy who's number two.
Well, no, you can't indeed. You can't indeed. Now, here we go. And this has been happening since day one. Rats in the White House, not the animal rats.
Well, actually, we are talking about the animal rats. We've had so many political rats in the White House, I can understand why you go there. It was a lighthearted moment, though, in a place they haven't had too many in recent days. White House press room. A mouse fell out of the ceiling tiles and landed right in the lap of NBC correspondent Peter Alexander. He jumped up like a little girl. And other reporters and camera people were jumping all around, and then they were looking for the mouse, trying to capture him. At last report, the mice, or the rats, still run free in the White House. But we already knew that, as you pointed out, to get into this.
Yes. Well done, Harley. No one tells a story like Harley. Good man.